Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewa-Chong. Our text for reflection is Luke 24, 36 to 49. Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to 49. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. "Why are you frightened?" he asked. "Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do." As he spoke, he showed them his hands and his feet. Still, they stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." My theme for reflection is from fear to witness. From fear to witness. Now, when people hear an unexpected knock at the door late at night, their first instinct is not fear, but faith. Who could that be at this hour? The disciples in Luke 24 are not so different. When Jesus suddenly stands among them, their first reaction is not joy, but alarm. Even good news can feel unsettling when it arrives in unfamiliar ways. This moment comes after confusion, grief, and shattered expectations. The disciples have heard reports of the resurrection, but they are still trying to make sense of it all. When Jesus appears, he does not begin with rebuke, but with resurrection. "Peace be with you." He shows them his hands and feet, even eats before them, grounding resurrection not in vague spirituality, but in embodied reality. Then comes something deeper. He opens their minds to understand the scriptures. What they could not grasp before, they now begin to see, that the Messiah's suffering, death, and resurrection were not accidents, but parts of God's redemptive plan. This is where the heart of the passage lies. Jesus Christ does not only reveal himself, he reorients their understanding and then commissions them. "You are witnesses of these things." The story moves from revelation to responsibility, and yet he does not send them in their own strength. He promises power from on high, the Holy Spirit, because the mission of God can never be sustained by human effort alone. This passage speaks directly into our own lives. Many of us live between confusion and clarity, between belief and doubt. We know something of faith, yet there are moments when life unsettles us. Loss, uncertainty, unanswered questions. Like the disciples, we may recognize Christ only gradually, but this text reminds us that understanding is not achieved by intellect alone. It is a gift. Christ opens our minds, often through scripture, community, and lived experience. John Stott once wrote that we must allow the Word of God to confront us, to disturb our security, to undermine our complacency, and to overthrow our patterns of thought and behavior. That is precisely what happens here. The risen Christ does not simply comfort the disciples, he transforms them from fearful followers into faithful witnesses. In Acts 1:8, Jesus declares, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." What begins in Luke 24 unfolds fully in Acts. The same frightened disciples become bold proclaimers, not because they become stronger, but because they were empowered. A young woman once hesitated to speak about her faith at work, afraid of being misunderstood. One day, after quietly helping a struggling colleague, she was asked, "Why do you care so much?" That question became her moment. She did not preach loudly, but she spoke honestly. What she thought was a small act became a doorway for witness. Like the disciples, she discovered that courage often comes after obedience and not before. This passage invites us to move from fear to peace, from confusion to understanding, and from silence to witness. We are part of the same unfolding story called Equipped and Sent. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might Christ be inviting you to move from fear into faithful witness? Number two, what part of Scripture might God be using to open your understanding today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Reach out to one person with a word of encouragement, an act of kindness, or a simple testimony of hope, and trust God to use it. Risen Lord, you come into our fear and speak peace. Open our minds to understand your word, and open our hearts to receive your Spirit. Give us courage to be your witnesses in our daily lives, that through us others may come to know your love and truth. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.